Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right. Welcome, everybody. I'm so excited for today's topic. This is probably one of my most favorite things to talk about. Welcome, Brandon Moyer from a Home Care Solution in Reading, Pennsylvania. Glad to have you. So today we're going to talk about the number one thing that not only takes down owners of cleaning companies, but the number one thing that if you were going to need as an owner of a cleaning company to succeed. And again, after coaching literally hundreds and hundreds of owners of cleaning companies personally doing this for the last 4 years, the number one thing that takes owners out is the, if you got a big head like me, 18 inches between your ears in the brain, right? I spend all my time and effort with systems and processes and exactly what you need to do and how you need to do it for success. And there's massive value in that. But no matter how good your system is, if your beliefs and what you think about your business and what success looks like and what you are and are not capable of, if you let that get in the way, Diane Jean, also from Pennsylvania, good to have you. We got the East Coast going on right now. All that to say, the biggest indicator of success, having coached hundreds and hundreds of folks, is mindset. Without getting this right, you're doomed to fail. But when you do get this right, it is almost impossible not to succeed. So the biggest problem I find with owners of cleaning, actually owners of just about any human beings, but certainly owners of cleaning company, is the lack of total responsibility, right? There's always something outside of them that they want to blame on. Jennifer from Delaware checking in. I think everybody, if you're from the West Coast or UK or anywhere else other than East Coast, say, hey, we've got the East Coast contingency strong for today. So again, the biggest mistake I make, oh, Leanne says, I'm here from Portland, Oregon, representing the West Coast. All right, Omar and Anna from New York City, and just lonely me and Leanne on the West Coast. We're actually going to be in Seattle here coming up. So I'm looking forward to checking out the very West Coast. Daisy in the house. I don't know if it's Daisy or Dylan, but it looks like Daisy. Good to see you, young lady. Alyssa's in the house. Kristen's here. We are just, it's a party. We got all the cool kids in now. Let's do it. So the biggest things that I hear that just crushes me as a coach when it comes to effectivity, is that even a word? Can I say effectivity? I don't think I can. Hello, Tori from Michigan. Glad to have you. Is when I start hearing reasons it won't work, right? People call me for coaching and I start working with them. And as soon as I hear that won't work, and here's why, Michelle Berberick from Minnesota, good to have you. As soon as we start hearing things like that won't work in my market, my customers won't tolerate that, my employees will never, people don't want to work where I'm at, my business is different. South Carolina, Felicia, nice to have you. Those things, if you've ever said that, and please don't put it in the chat, because you'll be sad when I make fun of you. If you catch yourself, whether you say it out loud or think it in your head, hearing things like, you know, that will never work in my market. Hey, Jason Johnson, good to see you, brother. I think he's still representing Phoenix, even though he's from Alaska here. I think you're still here. Good to see you, buddy. But yeah, that's what's going to kill you, whether you say it out loud or in your head, if your overall mindset is, my business is different, that won't work for me, my customers would never, my employees don't, people are lazy, any excuse, whether the reality is that or not, and it almost never is, you are going to have a very tough time overcoming that. It's really frustrating when I know that I've got two people in the same market and one person is just absolutely crushing it, and the same person in the same market with the same people and the same everything, honest to goodness, tells me I can't do it. It won't work. People won't work. They're lazy here. Justin Jones, chief toilet bowl scrubber from Fargo, North Dakota. Goodness, I don't even want to tell you what the weather is like out here, Justin, but I think it's a little tiny bit better, maybe what you got going there. I got blue skies and a couple clouds outdoors. TJ, hello from Cleaning Nation to you, brother. So first step in all this is, really the first step is to reckon it. Good. No, I keep saying, all right, Jose, you're getting the last hello, because if I keep saying hello to everybody, no one's going to learn anything, because I'm just going to keep saying hello to everybody from everywhere. So glad to have you, Jose. If you're going to check in, hello to you in advance, but we got to get this going. Everyone's going to yell at me for taking too much time welcoming. So the first and foremost thing you want to do is recognize that the mindset is the key, right? Again, I'm the biggest proponent of systems you're probably going to meet in terms of that's what I do for a living, is help people install systems, but the systems are just never, ever, ever going to work when you don't have the beliefs to back them up. And the common ones are things that we talked about. That won't work for me. It won't work in my business. But a lot of times the underlying beliefs are, my dad told me I was dumb. People that have money are evil. There's a lot of weird and crazy things that we think that can absolutely get in the way of our success. And we want to make sure that we recognize that we're in charge of them. We decide our thoughts and intentionally think the thoughts are going to get us the results that we want and ignore the thoughts that aren't. And the reality is, and again, I'm not one of these, truth is, my truth versus your truth and I'm living my truth kind of thing. I believe there is a definitive truth, right? for many things. But for other things, it really is my opinion versus your opinion, right? If I believe I'm in Phoenix, if no one in this market's going to work and everybody's lazy and there's no employees and there's nothing I can do to get them and they're all lie, cheat, and steal, that will become my reality, right? I will create that reality for myself. But someone else's reality and truth may very well be that the people in Phoenix are the best and there's nothing but good employees as far as the eye can see. So the questions that you ask yourself tend to generate your mindset. So if you ask yourself, why does everybody quit? Why does everybody suck? Why are there no good people out there? Why is Jason, Jason's so much better looking than me. How come, whatever the case may be, those questions are not going to get me the results that I want. If I ask questions like, why am I so lucky? Or how did I get to be so lucky to live in one of the richest countries in the history of the world? How blessed am I to be able to have an entrepreneurial drive? What do I need to do to attract the right people that are going to want to not just build my business, but I'm going to be able to serve at a high level, right? You see how empowering some questions can be and how disempowering other questions can be. I think the real thing is we need to realize that your business is a reflection of you, right? And a lot of times when people are looking at their business and they're not happy with what they see, instead of blaming themselves, which is really where it goes, right? And the good news is once you succeed and things kick butt and take names, there is no one to take that glory but you. It's all you. But when you see things in your business, whether it's global or just pieces that aren't working, you don't like, you created this thing, every employee, every process, every customer, every dollar in and every dollar out, you allowed, right? So the business is a reflection of you and it is insane to try and fix the business, just like looking in a mirror and I don't like what I see. So I take a magic marker and try and make the adjustments that I like. That's nutballs, right? I've got to fix me and the reflection will change. So when we see our business that we don't like the way the business looks, it's just a reflection of you. First, we change the business and then the reflection, or first we change ourselves, which will modify the business and the reflection of our business will change. And I'll tell you again, having worked with hundreds of owners of cleaning companies, if I could pick one thing, right? If you could say, you can pick one thing for someone to succeed and you're going to work with them. I get to, the other person gets to pick everything. I get one. That one thing would be total commitment. You can keep money, intelligence, contacts, education, good looks, well-spoken, Harvard, whatever you want. I'll throw all that in the garbage if I can get a total commitment of I'm going to do whatever it takes no matter what. And that is why we've got to remember your company is never going to outgrow you, right? So we can give you all the systems and processes and tools, and we've done that over and over and over again, but those have never outstripped the owner, right? First we grow the owner, then we grow the person. You're going to be able to be comfortable or successful, but not both, right? So as soon as you want to, I'm interested in growing my business, but I'm not really willing to step out of my comfort zone or invest in myself or do something different. That's the key, right? Everything I'm doing is garbage. Well, great. Let's do it this way. No, I could never. Well, if what you're doing is not working, it can't get much worse, right? So the trick is to understand we're all going to fail, right? Including myself, by the way. I want to be great at business, but I don't want to fail. I just want to go from success to success to success and never go the other way. Unfortunately, that is just impossible for you, for me, for the brightest guy, gal out there. Doesn't matter what you are. Every single person you see that's got any modicum of success, they've never just had this charmed life, which is what we think, right? Especially when we start going on Facebook and we just see people traveling and kind of the best version of their lives. The reality is we don't see any of the hard work that went to get them where they want to go. And then a lot of times we just want that result without the hard work. So the big keys that we're going to get, if you're writing stuff down, commitment, it's got to be 100%. If you were interested in growing your cleaning company, good for you. If you were committed, let's get to work. I can help you. If you're just interested and you want to dip your toe in, as long as it's not hard or scary, it doesn't require anything of you, there is not a blessed thing I can do for you. And I'm guessing not a blessed thing anyone can do for you other than you, right? And step one would be, I'm all in. TJL, perfect example, The Millionaire Mind by Thomas Stanley. Not a mindset book really at all. It's just a study of folks that, of millionaires. And there's also the millionaire mindset. So that the millionaire mind is, I think everyone, they just did a study of people that were worth $1 million or more. And then they did the follow up millionaire mindset, which is $5 million or more. And I've read them both together, so I can't remember which is which, but excellent. Not a mindset book, just talks about how people that, I guess it is in that how millionaires and decamillionaires, people worth 10 million or more, think and what they do. But great books. Excellent. Love that book. Great shout out, TJ. Emma says, we made loads of mistakes in our business, but we are learning from them at least. That is exactly the right case. The reason you guys pay me, I wish I could say, is because I have a big, smart brain. Couldn't be further from the truth. I've made bigger mistakes faster than you've made, and I'm desperate to help you make better, smarter mistakes than I did. So we've got to get over, I don't want to fail, and get into each failure is an opportunity to take me closer to my result or to take me out, right? And you get to choose, right? So the beautiful thing is, it's a double-edged sword, and it can cut you deep, and it can also do massive positive things in the world. You and I can only influence what happens to you some of the time, right? Some of the time, if we're good, we can influence our world sometimes, not control, but influence. The only thing we have complete control over is how we respond to and feel about the things that happen to us. So instead of complaining about the things that we have no influence or control over, I would encourage you to focus on the things we have complete control over, which is how we respond to our circumstances. I interviewed a guy that was an international drug dealer that was in a Thai prison. And he was a big white guy that was with a bunch of Thai people. And I think he had like a 30 or 40 year sentence, and he was never going to leave this prison. And these Thai prisons are awful. They don't give you food. They don't give you clothing. I think they're just big concrete blocks. I think you just sleep on the ground. And what he explained is people don't even get enough food. They just die, right? If you don't have someone to bring you healthy, decent food from outside, you will die. So he saw lots of people literally just give up and die because they were unwilling or unable to manage the circumstance. So I would like to believe that everybody listening to this broadcast is in a place where they've got far more influence than this person, right? And instead of focusing on the things that he didn't control or have influence over, which were massive, where he went, when he went, the food that he got or didn't get, the clothes that he wore or didn't wear or have, the weather, whether he was freezing to death or not, he had no control or even influence over most of those things. So he focused 100% on the tiny little sphere of influence he actually had. And again, his sphere of influence far smaller than anyone listening to this. I can't imagine anyone within the sound of my voice has less influence in the world and in life than he had. So he focused on that, and he decided he was going to learn Thai. And the way he did that was he literally wrote letters home to his family, I think in Texas, and asked them to send him books on how to learn Thai. And he would sit in the yard with, remember when we were in kindergarten and had like the cursive, and you'd write like the letter L 100 on a page, and then you'd write the next letter on a page. He literally did that for hours and hours on the Thai language. And there's very few English speaking people in there, but those that did would make fun of him. It's ridiculous. What are you going to learn to use Thai for? So he spent years learning the language. And once he learned the language, he was able to communicate with the guards, and he realized, and again, that was the one thing he could control, what he did with his time, right? He couldn't control where he went, very little influence over the resources he had, but he focused on that. And he realized once he learned to speak Thai and write Thai, two things opened up to him, which he, again, used his tiny sphere of influence to create. He was able to talk with the guards and tell them about America. And apparently the Thai guards were very interested in the goings on in America and how we did things and the culture. So that was one tiny asset he had, but he couldn't communicate it before he learned the language. So he'd speak that to them, and he got to the point where he could almost move around the prison as a guard, right? He got lots of, once he could speak to them, because none of the other big white people had ever learned how to speak their language, right? So they were very interested in him, but he was the first one that took the time and the years of commitment to speak that language that he'd never spoken before. So that was a benefit. And then he could actually start writing letters to people outside of the prison. He couldn't do that before. He could in English, but they wouldn't read it. And it's a great interview. I'll see if Natalie can, if she can find it, she can post a link to it. But he eventually was able to, this is a big, long, very interesting story. But he got out, and he was able to change his circle of influence because he focused on the things that he had control over, not on the things he doesn't have control over. So I really want to focus, give you that. So the big overreaching theme and win for today is, if you would like to grow your cleaning business, you must be committed. You must take full responsibility. You have to eliminate, I can't because, right, my people won't work. My customers won't do that. They won't pay up front. I can't raise prices. I can't find employees that do this. I can't, whatever it's going to take to succeed. If you've got you can have an excuse or you can have success, but you can never have both. So today is the day you get to choose which of those things you are going to have and embrace. And if you choose excuses, it will be a very comfortable life short term, and it could be very uncomfortable when you don't get the success that you want. When you choose responsibility, and when you choose to choose and take responsibility and say, I can succeed in the place that I'm in. And if I can't, and I've coached all over the world, never found one in one city or town that a cleaning company wasn't able to succeed. But if you happen to be the one, and I promise you're not in it, you can move, right? Or find a different business. But we've got to get rid of the, we've got to take extreme ownership, extreme responsibility for no matter what it is, I will make it happen. That's first and foremost. Second, you've got to get clear on where you want to be. If we don't understand exactly what our goals are, it's hard to be all out committed to it. And third, you've got to be all out committed. Once you do that, Christian from New York says, remember to always have your core values down pat. Absolutely, Christian. I couldn't agree more. And one of those core values might be mindset, right? Like for me, it's have fun, make money, be real, and help out. And if I'm being real with myself, I can't tell myself my customers won't do this. You know, it'd be very easy to go, oh, all of you owners of cleaning companies don't have any money. How can I serve you? There's 1,000 excuses I could make. But if I wanted to be real, the real is the amount of impact I'm able to have in your guys' life depends 100% on my commitment to serve. That's it. Some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting, right? SWSWSW. Oh, Natalie just posted the link for the my international drug dealer friend that did 7 years in a Thai prison. All right. So again, the big things that we want to take away from today, if you guys have any questions, feel free to post them up. I'll try and respond. But the big takeaways I want to give is the mindset is first and foremost. Systems and processes will only work if you do. And if you've got fears or overwhelm or beliefs that it won't work for you, then you're absolutely right. It won't work for you. Once you are totally committed to success and doing what you want, and you're willing to grow and do the uncomfortable things that your competition is not willing to do, you can have success. You've got to be willing to fail, not only fail, but fail faster and bigger than the people that aren't getting the results that you want. And last and certainly not least, you want to make sure that we are focusing on what we influence and control, which is how we feel about a situation, how we respond to it. We have complete control about that no matter what our situation is. The good news is this is a muscle that you can develop, and everybody can have a powerful mindset, right? I'm a somewhat chubby 6 foot tall white dude that's 44 and is never ever going to play in the NBA. I love basketball, but nothing in the world is going to change that. But I can have the best mindset of anybody I know. It is a muscle just like anything else. I go to the gym, and the first time I went to the gym, if I tried to do 100 pushups, I probably would have dropped dead. And if I would have allowed that to stop me, I would have never gone. Right now, I think I could do 100 pushups if you gave me 10, 15 minutes. So make sure that we own the fact that that mindset is a muscle just like any other muscle. And if we are lazy and let it atrophy, it will atrophy. But there's no one listening that cannot develop a good mindset. You just have to do the work of controlling your thoughts, controlling the questions that you ask yourself, and focusing on the things that you can control. Lisa says, how do you tighten, plan, and grow in other cities? That is a way too big of a question for this podcast. Lisa, if you want to reach out to me, I'll try and help you offline. A, I don't understand the question. B, doesn't have much to do with mindset. And C, I don't understand what tighten, plan, and grow to other cities is. So love you, want to help you, but we'll have to do that offline. So the good news is once you get your mindset right, you don't just set yourself up for success in this business, you set yourself up for success in every business you are ever going to do in life, right? As a parent, I can't think of a better trait I could give to my son than the ability to control what he thinks about and to decide and to take full ownership of what he can and can't do. Alyssa, thanks for the love, sister. Alyssa's getting some value out there, and she is a super sweetie. And again, if you ever get a chance to reach out to Alyssa, you'd be lucky to know her. She's a great human being. So when you get this right, not only does it work in business, it works in your life, with your family, with your friends. And I'm so glad my wife's not on this one, because she'd be the first to say that I am certainly not perfect on mindset. I get just as grabby as the rest of you guys, but I'm constantly working on it. So that's what I want to encourage you on. Be committed to your results. Be okay with failing. And when you do fail, get back up. So once you are committed to success, that is when magic. So the good news is once you get that commitment, you're like, I will have the right mindset. I'm totally committed to do whatever I need to do that's legal, ethical, and moral to get the results that I want. That is when magic happens, right? That is when the system, the coach, the mentor is going to be able to take you to whatever level you want to go, right? I just, without your mindset, you can't help. But when you do have that mindset, you are primed and ready to launch. If that is you, if today was the day you said, I am going to get my results, I'm going to choose the mindset that's going to be effective now. Just give me the systems and the tools that I need because I'm going to go crazy. You can go to Grow My Cleaning Company. I was going to say, give me a call, but I'm giving a web address, which makes no sense. So give me a click. I don't know. I'm 44. I don't know what it's called, but go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. You will be able to book a time with me to talk about where you're at, where you want to be, and help come up with a plan to get you where you want to go. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. I'd be happy to sit down with you, take a look at your business, what's working, what's not working, help you come up with a plan. growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Really appreciate all of you guys coming. Natalie just put the link in the chat if you are there. Thank you all for joining us. Love getting the opportunity to hang out with you all the time. growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. And I can't wait to get with you. And my favorite thing in the world is talking to people with a locked mindset who are all in, committed, taking full responsibility for their results. And oh my goodness, you match that with the system and coaching and mentor. We can go just about anywhere you want. So if that is you, I selfishly cannot wait to talk to you. TJ says, I've read so many books, it's easy to forget which one talks about what specifically. I think the one I was thinking of, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. Never heard of it, but I have heard of TJ. Love that dude. If he says it's good, I have high hopes. So again, really appreciate you joining me. Work on your mindset. Work on focusing what you can control, not on what you can't control. Work on 1,000% committed. And again, when you've got that done, it is absolutely time to seek out the system and coach that's going to get you where you need to go. If you think that might be me, be happy to talk to you. growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Look forward to talking to you all on the next live or on a one-on-one or breakthrough session where we talk about how to get you where you want to go. See you next time, guys. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.